Today you are beginning a series of active sessions during which you will repeat words, phrases, and sentences. All you have to do is listen carefully to what I say and then repeat it when I pause. Sit with your spine straight, your feet flat on the floor, and your shoulders back. Pronounce the words carefully, pushing your lips forward to shape the vowel sounds. You may prefer to close your eyes in order to concentrate on the sounds. We shall begin with a list of words. Repeat each word once.
Basic. Present. Presence. Verbalized. Verbalization. Reciprocity. Essence. Despite. Previous. Previously. Assume. Potential. Assurance. Vessel. Assumption. Indispensable. Consequence. Consequently. Well designed. Conceived. Discourse. Infused. Tremendous. Risks. Statement. Significance. Masterpiece. Construction. Soul. Association. These. Systems. Essential. Effectiveness. Structures. Necessarily. Interest. Universe. Selection. Precisely. State. Less. Emotions. Linguistic. Series. Permutations. Thus. Speech. Perspective. Translucent. Mention. Something. Realize. Sufficient. Wish. Diverse. Intuition. Second. Transformations. Extent. Presenting. Person. Designation. Absolute. Extreme. Spark. Dynamized. Substitute. Expression. Intention. Especially. Reference. Structures. Initial. Dreams. Combinations. Convince. Persuade. Advisable. Sheer. Support. Authentic. Implementation. Relational. Suffice. Simply. Simplicity. Subjectivity. Synthetic. Processes. Achieved. Sculpted. Sculpture. Subsequent. Transcribe. Transcription. Sentences. To say. To proceed. Thought. Serve. Expressive. Creative. Procedures. Representation. Speak. Constructions. reactions, reciprocal, interest,
During the next few minutes, you will hear some music written by Mozart. This interlude will give you time for a rest. Here is the music. Now we come to the text. I shall read the passage first, then you will have phrases or sentences to repeat. Don't forget to sit upright with your shoulders well back and to reach forward with your lips as you say each word. The passage I am reading comes from L.M. Montgomery's The Story Girl. The two young boys visiting their father's birthplace have been looking forward to meeting their cousin Sarah, whom everyone calls the Story Girl. Listen first.
At the entrance of that lane, we saw a girl standing with a gray cat at her feet. She lifted her hand and beckoned blithely to us, and, the orchard forgotten, we followed her summons. For we knew that this must be the Story Girl, and in that gay and graceful gesture was an allurement not to be gainsaid or denied. We looked at her as we drew near with such interest that we forgot to feel shy. No, she was not pretty. She was tall for her 14 years, slim and straight. Around her long white face, rather too long and too white, fell sleek, dark brown curls, tied above either ear with rosettes of scarlet ribbon. Her large, curving mouth was as red as a poppy, and she had brilliant, almond-shaped hazel eyes, but we did not think her pretty. Then she spoke. She said, "Good morning." Never had we heard a voice like hers. Never in all my life since have I heard such a voice. I cannot describe it. I might say that it was clear. I might say it was sweet. I might say it was vibrant and far-reaching and bell-like. All this would be true, but it would give no real idea of the peculiar quality which made the Story Girl's voice what it was. If voices had color, hers would have been like a rainbow. It made words live. Whatever she said became a breathing entity, not a mere verbal statement or utterance. Felix and I were too young to understand or analyze the impression it made upon us, but we instantly felt at her greeting that it was a good morning, a surpassingly good morning, the very best morning that had ever happened in the most excellent of worlds.
Now to repeat. Say each phrase once.
At the entrance of that lane, we saw a girl standing with a gray cat at her feet. She lifted her hand and beckoned blithely to us. The orchard forgotten, we followed her summons. For we knew that this must be the Story Girl. In that gay and graceful gesture was an allurement not to be gainsaid or denied. We looked at her as we drew near With such interest. That we forgot to be shy. No, she was not pretty. She was tall. For her 14 years. Slim and straight. Around her long white face. Fell sleek, dark brown curls. Tied with rosettes of scarlet ribbon. As red as a poppy. She had brilliant almond-shaped hazel eyes. Then she spoke. She said, "Good morning." A voice like hers. Such a voice. I cannot describe it. It was clear. It was sweet. Vibrant and far-reaching. All this would be true. The story girl's voice. What it was. If voices had color. Hers would have been. Like a rainbow. It made words live. Whatever she said, became a breathing entity. Not a mere verbal statement. Or utterance. Felix and I were too young to understand or analyze the impression. It made upon us. But we instantly felt at her greeting that it was a good morning. A surpassingly good morning. The best, best morning that had ever happened. in this most excellent of worlds.
We have completed the work for this time. There will be a short musical interlude until the end of the tape.